This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Some stories stay with you forever, and that's exactly what Hold the Moment is all about. It's Dementia Australia's podcast. It's now in its second season, sharing real experiences of people living with dementia and their loved ones. And co-host Jim Rogers is joining us today, diagnosed with younger onset Alzheimer's disease in his 50s. Jim brings a unique and personal perspective to the podcast. And I want to say also, this conversation's personal for me too. My mum passed away from dementia a few weeks ago, and I watched my dad step into the role of full-time carer almost overnight, and it changed his life and his health completely. So, Jim, welcome, and thanks for joining us on Drive.
Hi, Warren. Thank you so much for having me on. And I'm so sorry to hear that about your mum. That must have been difficult for you.
It was very difficult, but it was difficult to watch someone caring for someone with dementia as well. Now, that's what struck me, is it happens overnight and there's no planning. It's not like you've got a few months to say, oh, look, this is coming down the track, just get ready. But it just happened in the blink of an eye. All of a sudden, you're a carer.
Yeah, and there's a very fine line when it crosses over from being supportive to suddenly you're in that role of a carer, and it's not one that many people would pick, but it's something that takes an awful toll on people over the long period. But I have a podcast that myself and the amazing journalist Hamish McDonald co-host had a fantastic response to the first series. It was downloaded over 100,000 times, the entire series, and then touched apparently millions of people in over 70 countries. And so the response was so huge. We had so many messages from so many different people. Dementia Australia were amazing and stepped up yet again and invested in that second series. But this one is now all focused upon the carer. So this is something that's probably going to be so helpful to people who are suddenly in that position, like your father, that suddenly became a carer and in that role. And it's the guests that come on are so amazing. They're so passionate and so generous with their stories. And they made mine and Hamish's job feel quite easy because they were so interesting to talk to and so open and honest about their experience. So I think there's so many people now, as you know, there's millions of people with dementia, so many people whose relatives are touched by this subject would find this so helpful and, a great comfort.
It's interesting because, like I mentioned, watching my father turn into carer overnight, he didn't plan for that. It just happened. Have you seen that happen as well to a lot of people who get in touch and they've said, look, you know what, we need resources to support carers because...
Absolutely. I mean, it's quite shocking how everybody's adventure with dementia, as some of the advocates like to call it, is so unique to each person. Some people can plateau. I mean, I'm very lucky myself because it's a slow progression for me, but for many people, it can be fast. And suddenly people are thrown into that situation and they really, don't know where to go or where to reach out. That's why somewhere like Dementia Australia is amazing because they have a 24-hour helpline. They have support courses which you can go and attend, which give you education and guide you in the right direction. And there's so many resources they can send you, to be in contact with lots and lots of different places that will help. So it's all about helping people and not letting them feel completely isolated and alone, because until you're in those shoes, you suddenly feel very lonely, and it's a tough road.
Jim, you've had conversations on the podcast with both people living with dementia and carers. Have those stories changed the way you think about the people supporting you?
Well, I'm very fortunate because I've got an amazing family that are very supportive of me, and I've tried to keep myself extremely active and change my diet and exercise and meditate and do all the things that I can to make myself my best self right now. But I'm just trying to stay myself and keep as close to being how I am. But yes, people do change, and it is very difficult for people who are handling the diagnosis to come to terms with it, because it feels so devastating. And it's also very, very tough on the family and the loved ones who are touched by watching somebody struggle. So that's why both series are amazing, because they touch on all corners of that. And I think it's just so fantastic that this is out there for people to be able to listen to, particularly quietly, take notes and absorb and find out lots and lots of useful information.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Jim Rogers, co-host of the Hold the Moment, which is a moving and deeply personal podcast from Dementia Australia. Jim, I imagine a big part of the journey is learning to ask for help. Was that hard for you at first, to lean on others for support?
It was absolutely awful. I mean, when I first got diagnosed, I had cognitive issues and was foggy and confused about things. And I was mentioning it to my GP over and over. And eventually you sort of, you make excuses for the things that you've been doing. But when I did get the diagnosis, I could literally have just fell over, because I didn't know anything about Alzheimer's or early onset Alzheimer's or even dementia. I just associated it with an old person, and I really knew nothing. So for me, it's been a whole journey of finding stuff out, and Dementia Australia was just brilliant for me, because they are really so passionate about passing information on, supporting you, helping you. So it's the perfect place, you know, as your port of call to start with their helpline, because they'll guide you.
Jim, one thing that stood out in my experience with my mum was that carers often push their own needs aside. Have you seen that happen around you? And what would you say, I suppose, to those carers who might be listening right now and not necessarily looking after their own health?
Yeah, well, definitely. Those people that are in that position must make time to have some respite and keep themselves on top form and look after themselves, take all the help that can be offered. So those people are definitely the people that this series is aimed at, because we want to just make sure that people don't suffer burnout. And many carers, you know, they put their own feelings aside. They're trying to work, they're trying to care, they're trying to cope with all sorts of situations, lack of sleep. So it's really important that they don't burn out. And a lot of focus in this series is about that.
We often, we talk a lot about grief in dementia, Jim, not just at the end, but during, I suppose, you know, the little losses along the way. I noticed that it was something with mum. I felt like, you know, in some ways it was a long goodbye. I'd said goodbye to my mum the way she was to the way, you know, she ended up being.
Yeah.
How do you manage that emotionally? How do you navigate
it? It's really, really hard to navigate, because it's constantly on your mind and you're worrying as to how quickly things could go downhill for yourself. But it's a terrible thing for a carer to watch somebody slowly disappear. And that's the evil thing about dementia, is it sneaks and takes a little bit at a time until it takes more and more from you. So it's a really sad thing for anybody to have to come to handle. And I lost my own mum recently, like yourself, and she had dementia. And it was much like yourself. I felt as though I was losing her prior to her actually going, because you lost all that lovely in-touch chat and recollection. It just disappears. So it's quite heartbreaking to watch, but that's why I say I can't stress for people enough to benefit from listening to the podcast, because it's got so much rich tapestry of, you know, personal stories from both those people living with it and those people who are at the side of them caring for it.
Jim, thank you so much for joining us, not just for chatting with us, but also for helping others feel less alone via the Holding the Moment podcast. These stories matter more than ever to real people. So thank you so much.
That's my absolute pleasure, Warren. It's lovely to speak to you, and I hope everybody enjoys listening to it. It's a very beneficial podcast.
Thank you, Jim. You can listen to Hold the Moment wherever you get your podcasts from, or visit dementia.org.au for support, information and connection. That was Jim Rogers, co-host of Hold the Moment.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.